Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, sure I can have a baby after 45. Let me throw these chicken bones.
I never thought I'd have a blonde American wife. But when I brought you that ranch dressing, I knew I'd be your dipping sauce for life. I booked a dream vacation on a tropical isle. I only wanted to bone. Oh, how could I have known that I'd wind up knocked up and really pissed? Oh, love in paradise. We're planting a banana tree. Love in paradise. Have you heard of Polly? Forever in your giant dick, loving paradise.
It's the size of my arm.
You know what the worst thing about Europeans are?
What?
Their, quote, etiquette and their table manners. Mm-hmm. And they how they live in the past and how they wear gowns. You know how they have the little wigs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So with their manners, boy.
Their manners and their behaving like a normal person and their decorum.
Look, I'm an American from... Oh, go ahead.
Not wearing sports clothes to dinner.
Yeah, I guess. I'm an American from Oklahoma, and Oinky the pig would have been appalled at his eating behavior. He's a pig who eats in a trough. Boy, this is Love in Paradise, everyone. Love in Paradise, season 4, episode 2. We're experiencing turbulence.
I'd say so.
I'd say so.
Holy shit. This is only episode 2, and wow, what a feast of trash we've been given.
We've got a new man who just, in his early 20s, he just discovered the beautiful world of threesomes.
That is what a man wants. I only want to share, as I said, it is three bodies with one soul.
I've never heard someone try to sell a more bullshit reason to have a threesome than three bodies with one soul.
He made it sound like he discovered it on a... Yes, that he discovered it...
Tres corpes. Uno anima.
He made it sound like he discovered it on a yoga retreat to Puerto Vallarta. It was some beautiful or Esalon, whatever it's called.
He just wants to get his dick wet with two women at one time.
Because he doesn't want to fuck two men because his friend suggested it.
Okay, when the friend said, maybe I could be the other guy.
I went,
it felt slightly, not slightly, it felt homoerotic. And I was like, does he want to fuck that? That guy's hot. I'd want to fuck Adriano. He's hot.
He's hot. Even, and you hate guys with little cross dangly earrings. You hate it.
disgusting to me. They are a little bit of a kryptonite. I hate them for a reason. But y'all, I think I wrote 3 whole fucking pages about Ani and Kyle. I had to write continued at the end of my pad. I had to keep going.
There's so much to go off of. Before we get all into that, yes. this is a very special episode, y'all, because
is it?
Not only is it Love in Paradise, but this is for the year 2024. This is your first MILF Manor Minute that's going to be coming later in the episode today, and I can't wait!
I'm glad I took some Maalox. here's the thing. I guess we're going to talk about the twist later.
We'll talk about the twist later. Okay. We'll talk. Good. I just wanted to tease
people. It doesn't
people.
Make me as sick. I know that disappoints you, but it doesn't make me as sick.
I don't know. I actually think you're going.
I'm kind of into it.
I think you would be, but sadly, we don't have time to cover it, y'all. No. Speaking of, selling
it's going to be a vicarious option.
Yes, selling the OC. No, it's not an option. We're doing it.
Well, I always like to offer
No, I am finally for once in my life pulling rank. There's no voting this month. We're just
for once
doing
in your life.
Myth.
Wow.
I always let you make decisions.
So,
I never do.
You're so demure.
Such a martyr.
Yeah.
Such a martyr. But
if you want to take that opportunity away from our sissies, that's fine.
I'm fine with it. Okay. But also too, y'all, Selling the OC is dropping at the end of this week. We had no idea. They didn't do a lot of trailers.
They did one for a long time ago, but I barely remember it. Yeah.
Yeah. And with tour and everything, we've got enough. We've got Seeking Sister Wife. We got this now. We have Ludlu, Love During Lockup. So
and if it turns out that it's insane, maybe we'll go back and do it. Or maybe we'll go back and do it. I'll probably watch it. And we're going to also make it an option for Bicurious. Not this month, but for April. Yeah. Because March is probably, we're going to do, even though it premiered right now, we're probably going to wind up doing MILF Manor.
Thank you. I just want something one time.
Oh, you want something one time. Just a voice crying out in the wilderness, just for a small thing. Just a one little piece of sky, like Yentl.
Yes, yes.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Hey, everybody. Go see us on tour. We are excited. The reason why we don't have time doing Selling the OC is because costumes have been ordered, sketches have been drawn, music has been printed out, the tinkling of piano keys and horns warming up.
Yeah.
We're going back out there and we're excited. Where are we going, Poodle?
Alligators have been purchased for Poodle's playpen.
the electric fence.
And the electric eels. Those pesky animal control officers. I just keep trying to get around them. Every time I try to sneak stuff through customs, they get me.
I keep telling you, Florida's real tough on it now, too, after they have all these fucking pythons killing everything.
Yeah. I'm trying to get snapping turtles right now, though.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Probably just get some from the marsh as we drive across.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's still illegal. I think I can't take things from a marsh. Sure. Apparently, it disturbs a habitat.
Wow, the world.
Everything.
Oh, Nashville, we'll be coming to you May 7th. And then
that show, by the way, is Happily Ever After. We can say this now.
Oh,
that
yeah.
show is Happily Ever After, episode 8, part 1.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'll do
that. And then, thank you for remembering that. And then May 8th, we're going to be in Tampa. Back in Tampa.
Yes, that show is Happily Ever After, episode 8, part 2.
And then on May 9th, bam, 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 y'all. We're not raw dogging you. We're quad dogging. We're quad dogging you 4 days in a row.
Boom,
on May
boom,
9th,
boom.
With the boom, boom, boom.
I'll be on crutches by Fort Lauderdale.
You will. But still, don't get it. But first, we're going on May 9th. We're going to Orlando, the city where dreams are made of.
Mm-hmm. And y'all are some lucky motherfuckers. Because you're going to get Love in Paradise, season 4, episode 3.
You are. You're very lucky. We're very excited.
I think, I don't know what I did in life to deserve this season so far. My jaw is on the ground consistently, I will say.
Maybe that time several years ago where you let the children have their father's estate and walked away. Christina, take that out for legal purposes. And then finally, on May 10th, we are going to be in Fort Lauderdale. So,
and that is officially a Seeking Sister Wife show. It is, I believe, episode 10. I don't know. Whatever airs that week.
Yeah, that should be the, that is going to be, yeah, that will be episode 10. Yes, yep. You're correct.
Because it's going to be good. Yeah, and I'm feverishly preparing all the music and all the sketches. So we're very excited. I love nothing more than acting like an idiot for you. We both do. Acting like an idiot for y'all and dressing up inappropriately. So
it's
both
true. Both those things will happen. We will. So we will talk a little bit because our by curious, we're going to be recording later this week. So, and we might actually have episode 2 of MILF Manor by then. Maybe we'll get it early. That'd be nice because I would love to for you to see kind of. Well,
why?
Just we'll get to it. But I'm overstimulated.
I watched 30 minutes of it and I fell asleep. But so I missed the twist, but I just read about it.
Oh, you missed the second half.
I do know Barbie is it's going to be an interesting experience.
Our Barbie.
Stop.
Oh, but first, y'all, that's just normal. That's just pish posh. Let's jump into it and talk about.
I said this on, I believe I said this on maybe Happily Ever After. Y'all, and I said this on episode 1, Kyle is disgusting.
You're right, yes.
Yeah, he is a disgusting predator. The only thing that
And to
is,
quote, to make you more right,
yeah,
so much shit has come out about him from women talking about him.
I knew all it would take is just a couple of publicity and more people seeing him on saying, oh, this is the guy who told me if he fucked me, it'd be more easier for me to get pregnant. I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of that shit out there. He's a disgusting predator.
He's disgusting. Can I say, I'm actually glad we're covering the storyline because, and maybe I'm probably just more naive about it, but I didn't know this thing existed. I did not know men did this in the world. I don't watch SUV with John Stamos and all that shit that you like.
SVU.
I don't know. What did I say?
SUV.
Did I say issue? Yeah, sorry. y'all, if you could see his face.
You don't watch Toyota Isuzu or a Toyota 4Runner.
Kia. Kia. Dun, dun,
Kia,
no.
Kia Sportage. Yeah.
Well, he is the Alpha and the Romeo.
Touareg.
No, but
because
I know.
What a weird word.
Because in some ways, I don't want to talk about this jerk because he wants attention. But I'm glad because I didn't know this was a thing. And so I want women to know what this fucking is.
And I'm going to have a really good time destroying him the whole season.
And y'all.
Y'all. I said this before. Don't ever underestimate a German person.
Oh!
First of all, this guy, we're past narcissist. We're probably into sociopathy, psychopathy even.
I think both those things can exist.
Yeah. And this is someone who will not stop until he's probably either put in jail for something. Or either forbidden from doing fertility stuff altogether.
It's this very is someone Paul who's vibes, dangerous. Honestly. It's very Paul of Paul, but even more so.
Even more polar than Paul.
Just in the background check from the network, someone had to have gotten paid off or like, cause how could you miss that this guy is just.
No. Here's why I think this was intentionally done. And they also said this German woman's going to eat him up. And so. The music they were playing already gives you how they're going to film. He's coming off like an absolute fool.
Yeah.
And that is the only silver lining here. I think if it was filmed much less without any lens, this would be even more disturbing. Like the show Inmate to Roommate. Remember how disturbing that was? Because there really wasn't kind of a funny or a kind of a poking fun at the other person lens. They know this guy is a complete and utter like joke. This guy is a fucking idiot. And they're going to make him seem that way. And he has a German woman across from him who is going to say things to him that kind of sound fair, but also put a question mark at the end of things that also make him say, is she shaming me? Now, the thing otherwise, this guy's a psychopath, so he's probably not going to pick up on it. But the audience, we will. So that's going to be helpful.
I don't think he reads the cues.
He can't read it. This is definitely shock value that someone like this actually exists. And I really do believe he believes all his bullshit. And that's the scariest part of it all.
Of course he does. I think we should
see this. So we should watch things like this and we should see this so we can recognize parts of it in our lives. You're not gonna see a Kyle walking around on a daily basis. This is really niche.
One in six.
You'll see, but you will see people like this in your daily lives, and just be channel a little bit of Ani, because
What I think this does, what we always say about this show is, you know, we would say before you're either kind of look at love as a Darcy or Stacey, and they're an extreme version of us, but I think this is an extreme version too of why. Having sometimes online relationships, the chances you take with a person you don't ever see, if it's just through a phone device, you don't actually. There's a difference of when you meet someone and you sit in the room with them, you feel their energy,
right.
You see their cues, their body language. It's scary to date out there because those things, body language, the social cues, the energy, that's how often our intuition gets triggered to tell us this isn't a safe situation.
Yep.
And when it's on our phone and we're reading a text or hearing an audio message, we don't get that.
Y'all, and she is getting triggered like fucking crazy. And sadly, she's fighting it. Unfortunately, and she says, I kind of feel for the mystery that he's giving me. And I'm like, no, that's not mystery. That's psychopathy.
Well,
him trying to be charming. And it's so sinister. It's so fucked up.
I wonder if it's like what Damona Hoffman said on our Love is Blind episode, that those, if she's getting those initiations, that quote, maybe feels like butterflies, but it's actually her body saying run. But she can't. Those are confusing.
This is a grade A predator. This is a grade A predator, y'all. This is, if you can, that smile and that, it's absolutely chilling. Let's
jump
in. We have
time codes. If you don't want to hear about him, you can just fast forward. We have time codes, but we're going to talk about it to help.
Yes. So she says, I knew Kyle was a weirdo, but he started talking about his point system.
You really make her sound like that she is in cabaret right now.
It's just German.
I know what you make.
They were German.
I know, but she's got like the lilt, the way you
stuff. Mesdames et messieurs. I knew he was a weirdo. But the orchestra is beautiful.
She's now, y'all, get a load of this. He's rented a place because she's dropping him off because, as he says, I want to get to know her more, and I need my space for it to be comfortable, and it's not good for me to share a space. So I can really curate my own identity for her. And he has hangups about sharing a bathroom with someone. Mm-hmm. And already this is completely just aberrant. behavior. Mm. Like, if you're going to go see someone and not to stay in the same space that they're in, or even remotely the same space they're in,
mm-hmm.
it's not good. This is, anyway, later on, they talk a little bit more about the point system. Sorry, I have a hard time getting through that. You get points by not drinking, not smoking, being kind of like the perfect vessel for his baby.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, she says, I want to get to know him more, but then bring up the difficult topic of having sex with women for, to, as we said, direct deposit.
Direct deposit, yes.
Otherwise, he calls it intercourse, donation, direct deposit. And that's a sissy coined that, and I think it's perfect.
Yes.
Later on, he is have to look sexy. He's doing his ab workout. Y'all,
his eyes are bugging out and it looks hysterical.
This is what they give the big preds and the fools on this show. This is the treatment they are giving him. I think we can relax a little bit. It's not going to be as fucking, I was really freaked out the first episode. So I feel like now it feels a little safer. She's definitely in danger with this fucking predator, but I think she's going to realize it soon. If not, we need to go and save her.
I think she is. So he does, because he's got to look his best. However, that doesn't mean showering and or changing clothes.
Can you even imagine all the time flying and not showering and still meeting someone for dinner? I can't even fathom to get the plane, that smell of like old farts on the plane, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. the sweat and mm-hmm. the grossness of travel.
And that smell of warm turkey meat from everybody's sandwiches.
You know what? Sometimes when they have like the food on an airline, it smells like wet dog to me.
Yeah.
Mm, it's flying is disgusting.
And then there's somebody who always brings their flight attendant. Yeah, there's somebody who always brings their Mexican food or something, and then they open it up and it smells.
This should be outlawed.
Plane.
These people should be taken to jail.
It's not enjoyable. I just got to, and I've said it before, but I'll keep saying, I'm just so tired of seeing straight men do the least.
Oh, this whole season is an indictment of straight men.
I love it.
And I kind of love it.
I do.
So you know how I hate straight men. I know, sorry, not including you straight sissies. You're wonderful.
They are wonderful. And he wants to bang you.
I do. And I'm probably going to feel you inappropriately at the show. So we find out Ani is my first real girlfriend. Shocker.
Shocker.
Shocker, because, and I say, I wrote down, you don't say, you filthy incel. So he's like, I've had a few women I've dated. This is disgusting. Try not to retch, as I say, the next thing, everybody. I had a few women I've dated, I've had a few women I've donated sperm to that have, quote, caught feelings for me, but I've never returned the favor.
But Ani is different. Again, the way he does talk about everything, it is a blessing to be for you to be bestowed with his presence.
And he's so mid. This guy is mid.
I think he's even less than mid.
Well, mid is really a bad place. It's not meaning really middle. It really means where you don't want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing interesting about him. He's not really cute.
Well, he's not curious, because if you think this about American and Europeans and you've traveled this much and you know that little about the culture, it means he has, which usually
zero narcissists
curiosity. Don't. He has zero curiosity.
The thing what makes him a little dangerous, though, is he's passable. He's not ugly. And he's charming because it's in that aloof kind of like glib way. Y'all,
but
when
online,
someone's,
that works.
Yeah, totally right. When someone is glib like that in person, that's a huge red flag. Like super like glib, smiling, like, yeah, you're like that. Or like, I'll think about it. things like people, you're glib the first time. Hopefully you would run and think that's not something charming, but holy yes. motherfuck. Anyway, so I wrote down, gas up the bus, we're going to Malta. We're going to fly over the ocean, y'all. Join us as we go to for our Maltese bus adventure. So anyway, the thing about it is the lens here, the documentary, the producers must have had a field day, because as soon as you can get him talking on camera, he's a complete and fucking utter idiot. And they love that.
They do.
And so it's like, Ani accepts my quirks, things that other people's often don't accept. And he's like, and I think what I'm wearing is fine. It's just like, I'm wearing shorts and people wear shorts.
Well, he's gaslighting her because she says, why didn't you change? And he says, in America, we don't do that. that is.
Tell us more about America.
My dad would change clothes to go to Raquel's Diner just across from Dale's Market.
Yeah. And y'all, she's in a dress and
she looks beautiful.
And he says, she's like, you came in sports clothes. And those are really what, and I do say, this is the thing about a German, y'all. They will, even though it'll sound like they're making a joke, you came in sports clothes. It is a devastating, withering insult. Unfortunately, he's not picking it up. The audience will, though. So we're going to have a good time watching her. It's unfortunate. It's not really going to destroy him because it's going to go over his head because he's such a narcissist. So that's when he's like, well, we don't do this in America. And I wrote down, you're not in America. Would you walk into a cathedral? If you were a female, would you walk into a cathedral with like shorts and your shoulders exposed? They tell you to put something on. Know where you are.
Yeah. Isn't there countries where you don't eat food with certain hands and things like that? Yes.
Well, there's just Americans, you don't own the world. Most of you who are listening know this. You can't just go into the world thinking you can behave anyway. Ugh, hate it. So
she's having wine and he's like, that's not good.
That's not good.
Not really good for the point system. And she's like, but we're celebrating one another. He's like, no, we're celebrating point systems. He's like, that's not good. And then immediately bends down and goes.
Sorry for the misophonia people.
Oh, they had a hard time watching this.
He slurps his food. You could not write, you could not script a more disgusting character.
No, he fucking salt burned this dinner. That's what he did.
He cum licked that pasta. And then he says, and he was like, you know, I want to, it doesn't really matter what things are like on the outside with me wearing this. He's like, I want a connection on the inside. Like sperm. Yes. And then she says, she finally kind of takes him to task. She's like, no, I mean, really, this point system, it doesn't make sense to me. And he's like, no, it's a good point system. We're going to do it. You're going to lose points for that. And that's when it gets to me. I'm like, you are a very small man. And yes, this German woman is completely a little bamboozled. She's stronger than this. You're not. You are weak. And you only prey on people you think are weaker than you. And I think you've miscalculated.
I think he's miscalculated because also she already has an older child.
Yep.
And she's evaluating, is my kid actually safe with this person around my child?
I totally agree. And
I just want to say this, and maybe just because of experience, but when someone behaves like this and they don't even acknowledge, quote, societal norms or societally or typical societal behavior, my immediate thought in my brain goes, you would touch my kid or do something sexually inappropriate with my child.
This goes into psychopathy. That's the whole idea of not recognizing any societal norms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like usually people like this are in jail pretty soon because they've done something horrible. He just maybe low-keyed it his whole way through. So anyway, she basically says, I'm going to have to get to my way out of this to find a way. She's already thinking about it.
She's like, this is fucking nuts.
So anyway.
But first, there's a requirement that she has to do for him. Because, you know, because she needs to. Apparently, there's a spot on his back that just makes him go paralyzed. You can tell he's nervous, actually, because he's eating and he kind of keeps clutching his neck, but he's trying to play over.
He's trying to be the cool guy. Yeah.
But you can tell he's nervous. And so he needs his back scratched.
Did you?
Some stupid shit.
Did you gag when he said good girl?
No, I gagged when he actually said, let me see the length of your nails. Okay, that's appropriate and good for scratching my back.
Also, I just want to bring this up. He also says in America, we don't do the etiquette thing. Maybe in France when they have schools for etiquette because they got a French baby mama. Nah. It's just after a while, that's the thing, y'all. I think if he wasn't such a fucking clown, it would be more scary. And now I feel safer in the storyline. I think she's going to kind of read him for filth. And so we'll see. We will see.
I think she might bang him just to bang him. And then the next day we're going to have her see her go to the drugstore to take a Plan B.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so.
Thank God. So anyway, he has a spot, as you said, and then she says, he's like, so, they're writing that he's like, are you going to miss me? Again, y'all, when someone asks that, your first response, your knee jerk reaction is no. If anyone says that to you, no.
Even if you do, you lie and say, no, I'm good.
No, I'm good. I'm good. As Ani said, this is so German. She's like, I had very high expectations, and he met none of them.
Met none of them. That was a great line. Yet, whereas he says, she's like, he looks like a slob, he has no manners, and he wants me to scratch his back. Look at that. So what makes him much human? But he wants her to wear a ponytail.
Next time, wear a ponytail, because Big Dog here likes ponytails. Like to pull on them. Yeah.
I bet you whenever he fucks these women.
Totally.
Or I'm sorry, direct deposits these women. Yeah. Don't you think he says, you're getting my babies. You're getting my babies.
No, it's everything horrible you can think of. This is an absolute wretch of a human that hopefully will be stopped after he's idiot with completely an idiot. He's made himself more famous now. So that's hopefully the good side of this.
I think he is going to go to the way of Paul. I think he's going to.
Certainly. He's going to burn out real fast. He's already commenting on a couple of things that we do that has nothing to do with his show. So it's that kind of thing. It's very Paul-esque. You're right.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's when she says, he has a little bit of mystery and I just, and I can't figure him out just yet. That's intentional. He thinks that's what he does. Don't fall for it, Ani. Anyway, he says, I want to get to know him better. So see why he's acting super strange. No, you run. You run from people like this.
Again, it's what she says. Like it's your body says, oh, I have, are these butterflies? Am I excited? No, your body is scared for your safety. Yeah. And learn to distinguish, watch Atlas of the Heart or something and figure out how to name your emotions.
It's like when in my 20s, when I was in Paris and I was attracted to this very aloof French guy and he went back to my hostel and we hooked up and he stole my cologne and I thought he was just mysterious. Turns out he was a thief. he needed the cologne though. Let's just say it was a good gift.
Oh.
Yeah. Oof.
What was it? Like curve for men? It was real hot though.
I think it was Polo.
Polo. Polo's a big deal for us.
Yeah. Paul Smith, maybe a Paul Smith's fragrance.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, Lord, let's just get this over with. Maybe sunrise surprise? Oh, that one's pretty. No, it's got lilies. God, Jaybird, lilies are for funerals. You know that.
Poodle, what are you doing? By the height of your hair, I can tell you're stressed.
Stress doesn't even begin to cover it, Maddie. We're about to go on tour again, so I've got to get the perfect flower arrangement picked out for Mother Poodle for her upcoming birthday. I don't know if you're aware, but she's a little choosy when it comes to flowers. I was once berated for sending a bouquet that was too pink and not enough purple. And don't even get her started on baby's breath. Cough.
Whoa. Well, maybe instead of flowers this year, you could get her an original song from Songfinch.
Songfinch! Yes! Our Canadian fans loved the song we had written for them. And a Songfinch original song won't arrive with a bunch of half-dead flowers and weeds.
Sissies, are you trying to find the perfect gift for someone special in your life but feeling overwhelmed? Finding a truly unique gift that they'll actually love can be challenging and frustrating. That's why we're so excited we discovered Songfinch. It's such an amazing, thoughtful gift, and it's easy and fun to make.
That's right. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
They also have unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind piece of art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
And y'all, we were absolutely blown away by our Songfinch song. They had all of our inside jokes in it, and our sissies loved it. It really summed up everything we wanted to say to our fans for helping us get to where we are today.
Whether your song is for Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, wedding, or an anniversary,
or even a Mother Poodle birthday gift,
or just a gift to show your loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in one of Songfinch's top artists. Don't waste another dollar on more stuff. Get a radio-quality original song that's totally unique to your relationship. It only takes 4 to 7 days, but the song will last forever.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anytime, anywhere.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, those were the days.
Mountain to face the rising sun. If I find anything good, I'm gonna bring my good man some, 'cause I'm a hip shaking mama.
Hip shaking mama, y'all. It's time for your MILF Manor Minute.
Oh, so we're gonna do it, huh? Why is that the theme song?
It's called Hip Shaking Mama, because these women are here to play, y'all. They have leveled up from season one. they, the men and the women, but
the women are, let's say, more ready to shake what their mama gave them.
They are all, there are no religious women in this group.
What was the woman who we said had, she was got in the wrong van from the airport?
Yes. Yes. No, all the women got on the right bus to get here, and they've got an itch to scratch, and only a 25-year-old dick's going to do it.
And they're all, there are only five of them, right?
Yes, five of them, six men. I am going to predict this. We are going to get, because they didn't show this season on, at least I didn't see it. If they did on TLC, but it wasn't on Discovery Plus or on the screener we got. But people gonna fuck on this season of MILF.
I hope so.
Because we never had that before.
So tell us a little bit, tell us a little bit about that and the twist.
So we won't do too long because we're gonna do it by Curious About This later. Yeah. So y'all can listen to that if you want to really go and do.
You have decreed that we're doing a by Curious.
We are.
But like a dictator.
But the women, though, like Jamie, you know Jamie, she's 51 from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and she's a dance instructor.
Yeah,
she's
I saw her too.
They call
her the
Sparkle.
One from North Carolina.
There's two from the
one is little country from North Carolina. Yes,
then there's Barbie, who's originally from Mexico City, used to be a stripper,
she's crazy, now
is a marketing, and she's a dick pig. They're all dick pigs. Then we have Kelly Mack, she is this woman from Pasadena with a lot of plastic surgery. Her family immigrated from Saigon, and she says, old people smell, and I don't want my man to smell like an old person because I don't. And now my favorite probably is Crystal. And here's the deal, MILF Manor. Barbie's 45.
Yeah.
Crystal's only 48. So I think you could be on this show.
We're getting there.
Yes. And so Kelly, now
should I just go in a wig, not shave my beard or anything, and just say, hey, I'm a MILF.
Exactly.
And they go, are you a dude? I'm like, labels.
Labels.
I'm a MILF.
Crystal's, it's the people they got. So Kelly Mack's a Pilates instructor. Crystal, 48, is a makeup artist. Like everyone is entertainment adjacent that they chose. Crystal's also a grandma.
That's the blonde one. That's what I was saying. Isn't that the blonde one?
No, Crystal's the black woman.
Oh, yes, Crystal. Crystal does not look old at all.
Crystal looks fucking hot. She looks young. They all look great. You're thinking of Lynette, who is 50 from North Carolina. And she said, y'all, she's one of us. Because when she got divorced, she said, I married right after high school married into college. And then when I got divorced, she's like, I went in my hoe phase and I had a lot of fun.
Good for Lynette.
Good for Lynette. So that's her. And so I think that's, I think that's it. And then the men are, y'all, the guys, because they didn't have to choose their sons this season.
Yeah.
The guys are
I'm so much happier about that they don't have choose their sons.
I'm not. But that's all
right. I think I might be able to watch it.
Well, there's Chris. He's the oldest man at 27. And he's an MMA fighter.
The elder statesman, if you will.
Yes. He does MMA and just loves all women. All women.
Okay.
Then there's Joey, who's 21. He looks like
like a child.
Well, he's 21, Pooh. he's younger than my youngest nephew. But he's beautiful, curly brown hair, and he's like Greek or Italian or something. And he's Dirty Birdie. You would love him. Then there's Jacob, 23, Australian or British. You know, they all sound the same to me.
Yeah.
He's a fitness guy. Sam kind of looks like an American Psycho. He's like a white guy with blue eyes, but he's cute.
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah.
And then there's Miles, who is gorgeous, who's 24, and he's a vegan chef and trainer. So, again, the men that they picked. I'm not going to go through the whole episode. I'm just going to really get to, first of all, Barbie's already pissing off the women because she's flirting with every single guy. Even if a woman is talking to another guy, she goes in and just starts talking to him and kind of licks his nose.
Yeah. Just what?
Yes, she licked his nose. I'm telling you, Barbie is you in your 20s.
Okay, please don't. We're already doing a bi-curious, so do not spill I'm more not doing about much this more. Episode.
I'm just going to talk about the challenge because...
please don't spill. Don't spoil this. We're already doing a whole episode.
I just want to hear you get grossed out that the challenge, because they're in Canada, is they have to pour maple syrup all over each other's bodies, sticky, gooey. It's called MILF maple syrup on the bottle. They pour, it's a jug, and they pour it on themselves. They have to rub it off and then walk this path and then take the maple syrup and take it off from their bodies and put it in the jug.
That's really gross. It's still not as bad as when they were touching their sons' bodies and guessing who their sons were.
That wasn't. But it was still, even I kind of watched it, went, no, because they're licking each other and there's maple syrup. One guy gets an erection in the maple syrup. You can see his Canada flag rising because they're all wearing Canada Speedos. But I won't tell you who the winner is.
Okay,
but
the twist is... Okay, tell us the twist.
Well, I'm getting... You can't dictate a MILF man or minute. I don't dictate your Broadway corners.
I'm dictating why we already... We're covering the whole fucking thing. Well, you've said that. I can't have both.
But I can.
No.
And so, though, there's a winner. We'll talk about that later. But the spoiler is...
The
is
twist,
they're all
you mean.
Sitting there. The twist is these men come up and... These, have you seen the pictures?
No, I haven't seen anything for the end of the show.
Okay. I'm going to send you a quick link. The men show up.
Who are the men?
They are their fathers.
Thank you. That's the most important thing about the twist.
I'm getting to it. You're being rude. Hush. You're taking away my joy. So here's the deal with the dads. And I'm going to let you look right now. I just sent it to you. They're fucking gorgeous. These aren't your... They cast these fucking model hot dads with their model hot sons.
Oh, shit.
And this season is going to be about these dads competing with their sons for pussy. And I'm here for it.
I'm going to say something that I'm not completely horrified by this. And
I know
so
you're probably not.
I'm kind of into it.
I mean... Hey, this is real life. My dad slept with his second wife's daughter. You never know what could happen.
And what happens if the boys and fathers have to sleep together?
That's not going to happen. That's gross.
Well, maybe there's a little touchy-touchy.
It's not like one of your movies. There's one guy in crutches that comes out. But other than that, you can go on Instagram. It's all there. But
maybe I will watch and disgust you with it and just talk about all the secret scenes that happen.
It's going to be good. I'm very excited for it. I hope if they bring the dads in, then like later on, Caitlin, our social media loves this too. Are they going to bring in like daughters in? And then are the daughters going to be flirting with the dads?
Gross!
I'm here for it.
Can we move on?
Yes.
Sean.
And that has been your MILF Manor Minute.
Oh my God. Sean and Aaliyah, y'all, there was a lot of speculation about who Sean looked like, and a couple of good guesses we had that I saw either on the internet or in our Sissy Squad. The Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray.
I can see that.
Like an older Mark McGrath. Definitely Ron Burgundy. But I think the winner is... The Burger King King. He looks just like him.
Yeah. Sorry, I was having to imagine him with that paper crown on his head, and I see
it. Yeah.
I see it.
It's also because both of their faces have been not human-like.
Yes, that is true as well.
Anyway, he's flying to Brazil. And when they were together 3 years ago, Douglas loved makeup And he's like, and he did have feminine qualities, but he recently told me he is now living his life as a woman. So the whole thing plot seemingly is Sean going to be okay with this transition? And if he is, how will he react at certain parts of this? And I want to say I think there's going to be a tendency to either lash out and think that Sean isn't being reasonable, but I think we need to give him a lot of grace because this is very new. And I think there'll be some of the things he says can be quite, because, you know, we, especially in this podcast, we're very trans affirming. We're not people who are in relationships with people who just, we don't even know if Aaliyah considers herself trans.
Yeah, we don't know what the vocabulary is. No, I'm not. I think it's about intention. He seems to be going about this that he does care for her and doesn't want to hurt her or manipulate her. So I'm okay with letting him have his process.
That's what I'm saying, because I've seen a couple things online saying it's her body. If she wants to do whatever she wants, and I'm like, that's not what he's really saying. He's talking about them together in a relationship.
At least so far. Well, no, he did a little this episode of trying to, you know, dissuade her, but I understood what he was talking about, because some people will get their fatter things put in their hips and their butt, and it doesn't look, you can tell it's fake. It doesn't look like a natural BBL. But it is, but I also don't think for him, she probably 100% has some type of body dysmorphia.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
How do you support them, not support this? And it's very complex. And we're kind of seeing, I think, like the tip of the iceberg for them.
Right. And so I encourage people who are seeing this and to kind of take all the info in that you're seeing and not immediately, I think we want to be supportive of someone who's going through a transition, but also just getting all the information. That's what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, I think it's real. I think that this person, that's what I like about this, is we don't see the process of, I mean, hopefully it ends well, either in them being friends or whatever. But again, I don't know if this relationship is all about just love, y'all.
What do you mean?
I'm saying that, like, Aaliyah might think she loves Sean, but I also think she loves Sean because Sean pays for everything.
I see. So you're questioning her. It's not that she loves him, but also because of the life that he pays for.
And I don't mean to say she's a gold digger. I don't mean in that sense.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger.
This is giving me vibes of, and I know I've had friends that have done this. It happens a lot, I think, in queer relationships, of an older person dating a younger person who is in an unsafe situation, or they're running away from life, or they're trying to, or they, you know, they're not in a good familial or circumstance.
Yeah.
And this person kind of rescues them and pulls them out of that. But then when they learn to stand on their two feet, they often realize they might not want to stand with that person anymore.
Yep. And we've seen it happen with older people and younger people, where people get surgeries. People they already paid for.
Yeah.
That is something that happens. So
it's actually kind of Luke and Madeline as well. Yeah. Right? That's how you say
Madeline. Yeah, I guess. Madeline, I think they say Madeline. Okay. This is the first time he said Aaliyah is meeting me at the airport. We've met all these other places. We find out Aaliyah lives with her grandparents. They do not accept, she says, they do not accept her or our relationship. So, like what you were talking about, familial situations that aren't great, and they're staying now in an Airbnb that Sean has rented. So you're right. Mm-hmm. That kind of idea of rescuing, it does feel a little like that.
I mean, even when you walk in and there's the doll that he got her because she was never able to have dolls.
Oh, God. Biseppe.
So, which is sweet, but it's also like this doesn't feel like the emotional equality is present.
I agree. Like he's 61 and she's in her 20s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I think there's a power dynamic at work here and definitely a financial dynamic. So it's going to be interesting to see if we can bridge that
divide.
Mm-hmm. But y'all, he's brought her tons of hair and wigs and hair pieces and extensions, and she just throws herself down in them like Pretty Woman.
She does.
And I will say, Sean is literally putting the hair on her. And so there's a part of him that wants to encourage it. He does pull back later on when he's concerned about the procedures and things like that. But later on, I liked when he said, "This drink, it's sweet and strong, like you."
Okay. All right, Sean.
Anyway, then Sean brings up, he's like, "Yeah, it's like, is it strange to have your friends call you a different name?" He's like, "Well, they're working on it." He's like, "Yeah, one day this woman named Gladys I knew changed her name to Gigi, and it's kind of like, where'd that come from?" And I was like, "I don't know if this is comparable."
When he said that, I was like, this is
very different.
That did trigger me a little bit because I was like, very different.
And Ali even says, "For me, this is changing my inside and outside." So,
you know what? We should make the assumption. This is very, I'm actually glad I just thought of this because maybe this is how it happened or will happen. We shouldn't assume just because Sean identifies as gay or bisexual and is in the
community. He doesn't. He's been married to women before.
But he's in the community. And we shouldn't assume that just because he's in this community, he knows the ins and outs of what it's like for someone to transition.
He does not. Yeah.
So we, because kind of when he says things like that, it's like, oh, is this guy not educated on a lot of this?
Right. Yeah. That, you know what? That's a really good point. How acquainted with he is he with all this?
Yeah.
Later on, Aaliyah basically says, hopefully he'll see the same person that I was before. And later on, he says, Sean says, or Aaliyah says, if I have something on my body that I want to change, I am totally free to do that.
This is when they're at dinner. Yes.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
They are at dinner. Yeah. And we do find out, and this is what, when we talk about, Aaliyah says, when I was younger, I was overweight. 8 years ago, I started working out, but I still have the weight on my stomach. And then she says, I want a six pack. And that's when I went, okay, this is starting to worry me a little bit with unrealistic expectations, slightly mm-hmm. body dysmorphia. That's when I kind of went a little bit of red flag went up for me.
It almost seemed like that's what Sean was trying to say nicely. Like, let's not, because she was like, women, Brazilian women are known for their big butts, and I want that tiny little waist and a big Brazilian butt.
Heart-shaped, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I get it. And also, it's, it's, I wonder, I hope Aaliyah is seeing a counselor or someone to talk about these things.
I hope too, but I don't know. But yeah, a lot of it's, I want, it's all aspirational. And if I was Sean, I'd be kind of thinking like, where do I fit in this transition? I would say there's so much going on in your world. Is there even room for me, or mm-hmm. is there room just for your money?
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand why Sean would feel that way.
I agree.
And Aaliyah says, "It's my body. I don't care what people think," which is true. Unless you're asking Sean to pay for it all, which is probably gonna what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, where was I?
I think that's almost about it. Basically, he kind of says, you know, I'm worried about you he does say, I'm worried about you transforming herself to be more feminine.
Yeah.
And that, again, I just feel like we don't know enough. Because when he said that, I went, we all get it. Are you still not getting it? Are you? So that's worrisome. They both say things that are worrisome. But he says, it's not about the genitals. I picked Douglas. I didn't pick Aaliyah. So I want to give this relationship a chance.
Yeah.
So we wish them the best.
Seems the best. Really, really complicated.
Whoop. New couple alert. New couple alert.
Alex from Dallas and Adriano. They're both in their 30s from Napoli.
He's from Napoli. Yeah.
She is a therapist.
She's a family therapist, yeah.
Yeah, and she basically says, I feel like I'd be professional all that time, so I love when I can kick back with my family. And y'all, they're just cutting up and making gumbo. And she said, my family is the smartest, funniest people I know. I tell them everything.
Yeah, she specifically said the women in my family. So,
that's true. Thank you. It's all the women. And she loves to travel by herself, especially. And she's like, I don't know why I did it, but I opened up a dating app in Italy.
I know why you did it.
I wonder, they call them dating apps, but if you're traveling, those aren't dating apps, right? I don't know if straight people have hookup apps, though.
Isn't Tinder a hookup app, basically?
No, you date.
I
don't know. I feel like that's missing from straight culture, though.
Ah, well, there's a lot of reasons to unpack why that isn't there.
There are a lot of kink. There's a lot of kink apps and websites, but those have to do with specifically kink. But I don't know if come out as straight people, if there's just like straight up hookup apps.
Or you go just to get some Italian dick. Because clearly when I'm in Italy or Vienna, I'm looking in the wrong places.
Yeah, maybe not at the bars where someone's trying to sell you roses. No. And so she said, it turned out great, though, because I met my boyfriend, Adriano, who is hot.
He's very
And she
attractive.
Says, he's the whole package. Makes me a little worried when she says, it's like my Italian romance dream.
She watched Under the Fucking Tuscan Sun, y'all.
No, none of this is real. Italian men are, especially like men like this, this guy's a fucking player. Like,
yes.
Come on. She must know. She seems like she's got a good head on her shoulders.
It does.
Is she that much of a romantic?
Maybe, but it is funny that, y'all, there's still douche bro guys in every country.
Yes. They're all yes. 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 So anyway, she's
talking
like,
to her girls, telling him like he wants to me to be with other women.
And they've only spent 10 days actually in each other's presence.
Thank you for saying that.
And they've broken up twice.
They've broken up twice.
While they were on the phone, mostly because of he wants to have threesomes.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, I would say this. If she is completely against a threesome and against opening up their marriage, this is a non-starter. I don't know why both people are in this.
And Italian, I believe it's called terzetto.
Terzetto. Of course, like a trio. Terzetto.
A trio. Yeah, there you go.
Soon a duet will become a trio. Duetto. Terzetto. So he, she's like, we've got our issues. He just wants to be other women. He wants to bring other women in our relationship. And the other women in the room go, oh, no. And she's not into it. And
Alex says, she's like, I've done it before. I'm open-minded. Yeah. She said, it's just that I prefer men. And that's in the past for me.
Right. And I think it's not that when she said that, I went, does he want a threesome where... Because there are threesomes where it's just two women and a man and where the women don't actually interact with each other. So does he want a threesome where the women are kissing, the women are on to each other?
Yes.
So that's...
He's Italian. He wants the passion. I don't know.
A soul. No, with three bodies, with one soul.
Yeah, when he said that, he wants them to all like make out at the same time.
Yes, he wants a triple kiss and all the things
really
like
that. I really
enjoy
triple kisses. It's a lot.
It's a lot of slobber.
It's a lot of tongues. You don't know who's tongue. Last time I did that, I got strep throat.
Yeah. So later on, meanwhile, in Napoli.
In Napoli.
So Adriano says, I went looking for something. I wasn't looking for anything serious, but because you never are, let's be honest. And he's like, but I noticed her and she was beautiful. And after talking with her, I fell in love with her. She's the first black woman I've ever dated. Later on, he's getting his hair cut with Gaetano.
Is she saying that she's going to move there or he's going to move here?
I don't know if they've made that commitment yet. I know she's visiting him.
Because I only bring that up because that'll be interesting to see, too, because he mentions her race and that there's not a lot of... at least in parts of Italy, and just for the way my ex would talk about when he traveled, that there's not a lot of black people in Italy. That's my understanding of it.
Well, they had...
So I don't know.
They had colonies in in Northern Africa. So there are some black women. Are you sure?
No, I'm saying that's what I've heard from my exes and his family. So I'm...
But Italy specifically?
So it makes me wonder, though, with him talking about that, like, is she just wherever they live, who's going to... She has a job here. Do we know what his job is?
I don't think either of them have thought this far ahead.
You know what? I'm thinking too deeply about plans and where they're going to live and who's going to have health insurance. They're not thinking of that yet. So we should just move on.
I think the thing about it is what I think what you're more pointing is to I'm trying to see a percentage. There are a lot of African people in Italy, but there is a lot of racism in Italy.
There is a lot of racism,
especially
in Italy.
So that would be part of it. I don't think they've thought that far ahead.
As I'm talking, and I went, they're not thinking. He just wants to fuck someone else with her. That's
and
all
she.
He's thinking of.
And the thing is,
she just wants to live in an old castle with him.
He even says, exactly, she wants Under the Tuscan Sun, and he wants terzetto.
Terzetto.
Round-the-clock terzettos. He doesn't want to go to Tuscany. That's too far north for him.
It's saying something when you and I are thinking too deeply about the subject.
I know. So he says she's beautiful. And Gaetano even says, how do you even know you're in love? Because this guy knows this guy is a dog. And he's like, is it more than sex? He's like, no, she's beautiful, blah, blah, blah. I just wish she'd be into threesomes. And this is where we find out. And he's like, at first, she said she was into it. So this is the problem. And it's not that you can't have take backsies, but I wonder if they even did it once and she had a really bad experience.
I don't know.
And so, because I think after
they were
this,
only together for 10 days.
You're right. So I think probably she was in between the moon and some vino. And a couple of glasses, and he was looking at her in the right light. He's like, have you ever thought about a terzetto? And she's like, what's that?
A threesome.
And she goes, well, I've done them, so maybe. And that was all he needed to plan a life of weekend threesomes.
But I think she thought, at least most people I know, more typically is, hey, someone wants to have a threesome every once in a while. But like you said, this guy wants to have 24-hour terzettos all the fucking time.
Yeah. Well, I think, and this is where
I don't know if there's a lot of if he wants, it's, I don't know if this is what you would call, this is open marriage, open relationship plus with a little sword, because if they're only seeing each other, that's still an open relationship in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know if she wants one. And to me, that's a non-starter. And I think him waiting around so she's gonna magically be into threesomes ain't happening, as your father would say.
Ain't happening.
Yeah. So I wonder when she's gonna realize. So I wonder what her motivation of, does she think he's gonna magically stop wanting to have a threesome, that she will be enough? Because it's not about that. That's the other thing. It's not about whether if she's emotionally enough for him. He wants to have sex with lots and lots of people.
I think they're going to have crazy fights while she's there.
I agree.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I think it's gonna. All right, y'all, guess what I found out? Luke really is an engineer and not a crypto mining engineer that I know I described beautifully to all of you. You're welcome. Hey, in my defense, I said I could be getting
no
this
one knew what the fuck you were talking about.
I barely did, but Luke actually has a degree in geology. So, like,
wow,
actual
he
mining.
Is actual mining.
Yes,
not crypto.
Yes, mm-hmm.
He definitely dresses like a crypto bro.
He does.
Like, here's the thing, y'all. He says he's got nothing now because he lost his job and he's made a couple bad investments. But he still dresses like a crypto bro.
I bet he invested in crypto.
Something
don't
like
you
that.
Think he was part of? I bet he was part of that Silicon Beach that's ruining Venice Beach now and all of.
I don't know.
You don't know about Silicon. No, Silicon Beach. It's all where Google and all the shit's gotten built up by Venice Beach. Oh. It's just ruining the culture.
I ignore all that. I did write down, wow, the heterosexual men are getting roasted this season, and I'm happy about it. And so he's going to Colombia. And he says, When I met Madeleine, I was a baller. I had money, a house, everything. But after some bad investments and losing my job, I'm living in my mom's garage with nothing. Cry me a river.
But the way he dresses going to the airport, it's the smoke and mirrors of it all.
Exactly.
He dresses like he's got all the fucking mm-hmm. money in the world.
Yeah. And he needs to come clear about the situation, financial situation, and, as he says, other secrets. And I leaned in because, y'all, she's going to go fucking nuts. Run, Angel, the albino Pomeranian.
And he says, lastly, she thinks this is about me moving there permanently. That can't happen right now. We'll see. Cut to Madeline sitting on that fucking giant unicorn.
That's called you, Luke.
Yes, that's with that freaky ass albino looking dog playing a Rubik's Cube.
I could not have scripted something so strange.
And with her nails.
And an image. Oh, those nails are awful.
The whole thing actually looked like two. Awful. They're awful. It actually looked like a scene from an alien spaceship. It looked otherworldly.
I said that she was later on when she was dressed to pick him at the airport that she looked like an extra from the Lizzie McGuire movie. With that kind of like pink top and those whitish, like see-through gel pants. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Her fashion is god awful.
But it's her passion. It's her passion, Boodle. She likes the way it makes her boobies look.
This couple is such a joke to me. I have so much fun talking about them.
And I think they're going to make it.
Stop!
I think they're going to make it. I think this is what I think with both of them. Luke's a little different. He is not in a category of Kyle. No one is on this episode. I don't even think he's in a category of Adriano. I think Luke is with... He's a cute enough guy. I think he's cute. He's so, you can tell, deeply insecure that when he had money, it helped his security. And now he doesn't have it. He, I think, is going to be kind of putty in this woman's hands because he's so insecure about it. But yet she's got this insecureness too, and you can tell. So when they come together, I just imagine that they kind of, in a way, attach to each other's insecurity.
The only problem
am I making
is
it sad?
No, you're giving him way too much credit because they met when she was 18 fucking years old and she's 19. You need to keep remembering that.
I'm not saying he's a great guy. I'm just saying he's like this ball of insecurity. That's
who
all
needs
I'm saying.
19-year-old Poontang.
Yeah. And he had the money to do it. Yeah.
No,
that makes a man feel secure.
I can't take this seriously. I anyone who is trying to, with a 19-year-old who has business acumen, as she says later
business
on,
acumen.
I can't take them seriously.
I'm not taking them seriously. I'm just saying, I think they're going to stick it out. I think they're going to be.
Maybe. But I think they'll stick it out because he likes 19-year-old pussy. That's his reasoning.
We'll see if she likes broke white guys.
Anyway, she's got her balloons waiting for him, and the balloons break, which I enjoyed because balloons should break and they should all go away. And he surprises her. The noise that comes out of her, it's like a squeak, a screech that scared me.
She's also driving a BMW to pick him up.
It's insane. That's insane. It's so he spent $100,000 on her.
Yeah, and it really is, whenever you see them together, you do see how young she looks.
Yes, she's a child.
And Luke says, you know, I feel hopeful because if I tell her everything, and I just know that she's going to say, let's get through this together. And I
No, she won't. She's going to scream and embed her Rubik's Cube into your forehead.
Yes.
And her dog, Angel, is going to bite off your face.
Or shoot you with lasers. There's something up with that dog.
So, anyway, he says, I really hope she's going to understand. And she's going to say, let's get through this. No, she's going to throw him under the fucking bus and says, make some fucking money or goodbye, pussy.
Tale as old as time.
Also, she may flip out and actually do violence to him. So, which is kind of what I'd like to see.
Of all the couples we've met so far, are they the heart of the season?
I don't think Love in Paradise. After Mark and Kay, there is no heart.
Oh, wow.
This is all. I don't think we've had a heart of the season since Amber and Daniel.
Amber and Daniel.
Yeah.
We love them. Hopefully, we got to reach out to them. Maybe we'll see them when we're in Tampa.
In the Tamps.
Speaking of hearts, thank you all. I just want to say real quick, I haven't said this on a show yet. Thank you all for your messages. As you read the news, those tornadoes did hit my hometown in Oklahoma. My cousin's house was hit, but it was lightly light damage.
My brother, their house was fine, but four houses down from them, they're completely gone. So it did hit like literally where all my family is. Luckily, no injuries. Everyone's safe. They still don't have power, though. I just texted my brother about an hour ago. So,
and there's supposed to be more rain, right?
There's supposed to be some rain. I think they might get rain. It's a little bit more storms potentially on Thursday. So they are worried about some flash flooding. Anyway, and this is still Omaha, other in Marietta. That's over by the Windstar Casino. The homeland's just gone. So Sulphur, y'all.
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing at the homeland being gone.
Y'all have heard me talk about Sulphur when my family used to go to Easter. The entire Main Street is just obliterated, leveled. So really horrible things. So thank y'all for that. Thank you for messaging me about it. My family didn't tell me there were tornadoes. It was a sissy that messaged me and said, is your family okay? And I went,
That's what happened to me last time there were tornadoes in Pickens. Someone had to ask, and I asked my mother, and she's like, yeah, there was something that hit all the way over there. And that's when did I tell you that she said it? She's like, you know what? It's kind of, the tornado kind of did the area some good.
Wow.
Yeah, that's seeing it from the mother poodle
perspective. Well, this one did dodge all the trailer house parks, so I guess that's because
they must have been praying extra hard.
Maybe. Y'all, thank you.
If you're in a trailer house when you get a tornado, you're just like it's like being stuck in a maraca.
It is. So
yeah, you don't survive. Yeah.
So anyway, thank y'all for your thoughts on that. And please send your love to those areas that have been affected. We are sending ours as well. All right. That's it. That's all I got.
Great way to end.
Y'all, follow us on tour. Go to realitygaze.com. Hey, we will review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. And we would love that. We've got our tour dates. Again, it's Nashville, Tampa, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale. So Florida, South Florida, those Fort Lauderdale tickets are kind of slow. Poodle is refusing to go again if we don't sell. We don't have a lot of people.
I'll cut you guys out of my life so quickly.
Oh, wow. So if you want to, and that show is going to be a good one. So
all the other shows are selling well. That's the only one. So
South Florida's been bugging us forever, and now we're finally doing it.
Don't trust me. It has not escaped me.
It's like those women fits and t-shirt. Everybody said, I want a women's fit. And nobody fucking bought them. Anyway, y'all, we love you. We tease. All right. We will see you next time. Until then, Poodle, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you've ever walked into a restaurant and saying, well, everyone wears shorts here. And then at the same time, you've thought, I can't read this. At the same time.
This is great.
I can't read this. You know what? I'm still pissed off about those women t-shirt fits. That actually really annoyed me. And it waylaid me.
You're like Jasmine. You can't watch old episodes of things because you get mad again.
You suggested women t-shirt fits. Need to reevaluate because that fucked us. I'm not over it. I'm not teasing.
Just call us.
Call us.